You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. Rio Americano High School in Sacramento County has a long history of producing outstanding musicians and has won all manner of awards and competitions through the years. Various editions of the group have been seven-time winner at the Monterey Jazz Festival's Next Generation Competition, five-time finalist at the Essentially Ellington Competition and Festival, and this year a group of Rio Americano students have been selected to compete in the Charles Mingus Festival in New York City in 3 weeks. They are one of only 12 groups nationwide and the only one west of the Mississippi ever to have been selected. And we now have a few of them in our studio. And they are led by Max Kiesner from Rio Americano High School. He's the band director there. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And we also have here Paul. What's your, give us your last name as well, sorry.
My name is Paul Slater.
Paul Slater, and what do you play?
I play drums.
Okay.
My name is Joey Coza. I play piano.
Nick De La O. I play bass.
All right. And how big is the total band?
The total band is 8 members for this combo that we're taking to New York.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You've been director at Rio Americano for 5 years?
That's right. Yeah. Just after college in 2007, I came out here and started teaching.
Okay. And you really inherited, I mean, this goes back a long time. I remember hearing about Rio Americano bands in the 80s.
Yeah, absolutely. A long time. It's been established since the 80s. Like you said, the former director, Craig Fagnani, had established the program and really raised it to quite a significant level. He has since moved on and is now our VAPA coordinator within the district. And Josh Murray, the director who's there teaching with me, has been there since 97, I believe, 96. And it's just, trying to keep the ball rolling. So,
and why is Rio Americano so, why do these programs just keep on going and keep producing such good students?
Well, it's the students themselves. It's the parents, and it's kind of this family atmosphere that we have. I mean, the guys we have in the studio and all the students we have in our program are our best friends, and it just feels like it's a warm community, So when you step in the classroom, you feel comfortable. You feel like you're part of a larger thing, something larger than yourself. And that was evident from the first day I got there. It was just, people were laughing, joking around, giving each other hugs, singing happy birthday to one another. And it's just it's a great atmosphere to be part of. So,
well, let's listen to a little bit of the music that atmosphere has produced. We have a little clip here from a recording that you guys did. That's the Rio Americano Jazz Band, or is that a small jazz combo? What's the name of the...
Yes, that was the recording of this group, the Rio Americano Jazz Combo.
Jazz Combo, okay. Mm-hmm. And there's a larger jazz band. I'm assuming there's several different groups.
There are several. We have 4 jazz ensembles. We've got the AM Jazz Ensemble and the PM Jazz Ensemble. Those are the top 2 zero period ensembles. And we also have 2 freshman jazz ensembles, one called the FM Jazz Ensemble and the Jazz Workshop class.
And the 3 of you musicians who are here right now, you're all on that recording?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what year are you guys?
I'm a senior.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sophomore.
And I'm a junior.
Okay. Also on the recording was Michael Wang, who wasn't able to be here today because he's rehearsing to be in the Grammy Orchestra.
That's right.
On Sunday night.
That's right. We just received a message from this morning that he is performing with Esperanza Spalding. And mm-hmm. Who else was it, guys?
Paul McCartney, I think.
Paul McCartney.
He's
a few
also
other folks.
No kidding.
Opening for the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty heavy stuff, so he's enjoying himself down there, I'm sure.
Wow. So you guys are all very much on the national radar then.
Absolutely. These kids, played at a very, very high level, and the program has been known throughout the country due to competitions like the Charles Mingus competition and the Essentially Ellington competition, mm-hmm. and our kids are just known for having a lot of fun and playing music.
Tell me a little bit more about the Charles Mingus competition. That's in 3 weeks from the weekend?
Yeah, it'll be February 17th, and we're staying there until the 21st, so we're going to spend about 4 or 5 days in New York. And that was started about 4 years ago by Sue Mingus, and it's run by this organization called...
Charles Widow.
Yes, exactly right, exactly right. And she has this organization called Let the Children Hear Music Incorporated, and this group has put on the festival for 4 years, and we decided to apply to it about 3 years ago, and we were fortunate enough to be let in all 3 years that we applied. And it's a... You know, it's filled with clinics and concerts by members of the Mingus Orchestra and some of the best players in New York City.
Now, Mingus was known as a composer, and interestingly enough, we had Maggie Hollenbeck on singing Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell made an album with Charles Mingus.
That's right.
There's also Henry Robinette, who's a guitar player here in town, is the nephew of Charles Mingus.
That's right.
What is it about Mingus, and are you playing Mingus music? Because that's pretty big-time stuff, right?
Yeah, we're playing an all Mingus set for Mingus, and we just basically create a set of a list of Mingus tunes that they give us, and we prepare them as best as we can.
Mm-hmm. And what's that like? As you're a drummer, no, you're a bass player, Nick, and Mingus was a bass player.
Yes.
So what's that like for you?
It's a little intimidating. Luckily, a lot of people overlook the fact that he was also an incredible bass player. And only focus on his compositions, so I get to sneak a little under the radar for that.
Pressure's off because it's on the whole ensemble because of the recording. How do you, Max? How do you guys choose Mingus tracks to do?
Well, I basically just pass the tunes on to them, and they kind of they do all the work themselves. Really, they kind of know their strengths. I mean, these kids are aware of what they can do and what they can't do, so they kind of sit down together as a group and decide, all right, what tunes can we do? What do we know? As a group, and what do you think we're going to sound good playing? And I think they've done a really good job choosing literature this year, as they always do. We've got a number of arrangers and composers in the groups ourselves, so they take these tunes and they don't play them, you know, down as we've heard them before. They make their own creative arrangements or put their own personal touches on these tracks.
Some of the students,
absolutely,
in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you guys, I'm curious how long you guys have been playing. Nick, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since about sixth grade, I think.
And I started playing piano when I was about 5 years old, and I started jazz about 3 years ago.
Wow, just 3 years, and you've come this far. That's amazing.
Quick. Yeah.
And Paul?
Well, I've been playing drums since about second or third grade, and then I started playing jazz, like mainly jazz, in about eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. So. And usually people your age are generally not so interested in jazz, probably, and more probably into different rock or hip-hop or whatever. How's that with other music for you guys?
I mean, we all really listen. We listen to all types of music, you know. Our program really stresses listening to all sorts of music, mm-hmm. and being mm-hmm. being really spongy about your your playing, you know, absorbing everything you listen to and just being open to all types of music.
Okay, well, I think we're going to have to leave it there, but that's Joey Caza from piano player, Nick De La O on bass, and Paul Slater on drums, and Max Kiesner, leader of the band. And do you play?
I do. I'm a trumpet player as well.
Yeah. Okay. Do you play? You don't play with the band, though?
No, not with these kids.
That
no,
would be
they've
cheating.
Got their own. That would be cheating. I don't know how they'd see that.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Are you guys going to be playing anywhere before this trip?
Oh, we've got tons of concerts at school at Rio Americano, and many of these guys are also involved in this SF Shadow Collective, so they have some performances coming up pretty soon, actually, right after the festival. Mm-hmm. So you can always check us out at rioband.net, or just give us a call, and we'll let you know.
All right. And you can actually check you out right now, because we're going to play a little bit more of your music going out.
All right. Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks for coming in. And that's Insight for today. I'm David Watts Barton. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Today's associate producers were Sarah Jung and Sasa Morar. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.